All right, let's start this podcast over again as Savage Self-Care. Welcome. Today, we're just going to talk a little bit about who I am. It's 5:30 in the morning, and this is about 2 hours into my day. a couple bits of coffee, not coffee, but caffeine, some tea, whatever. So my whole world and life has been surrounded by chronic conditions, chronic illness, just being sick. And after 24 years of trying to figure all this out, it really boils down to ADHD, an improper balancing of cortisol and adrenaline. Also, what I call pain brain or pain body, in that I still operate, my brain anyway, in a place of chronic pain. Not because I'm in chronic pain, but because my mind is always ready for chronic pain, it seems. And after having ADHD my whole life, interstitial cystitis for the last 15, 18 years, a traumatic brain injury 24 years ago, memory loss to the extent that sometimes I can't remember locking the door, nor can I remember my childhood from about 16 back, all into having a quarter-inch bladder stone lodged in my bladder for the better part of 15 years from what we can figure out from the doctors. So this blog is called Savage Self-Care because I did a lot of stuff not right, and it hurt, and I got here, but it could have been a whole lot easier. So what I'm going to try to do is just explain some of this stuff, tell you what I did, and the coolest thing about why this is starting now is because I'm starting to get the memories back from my childhood, which is helping me explain what, when, where, and why some of this is happening. It's a really interesting process. I want to use the word cool. I want to use the word fun, but it's not. There's really very little fun about this right now. And maybe that's just because it's super fresh. Or maybe it's just because stuff was pretty shitty back then, which is making it a little harder to be easy now. But now that I'm 46 years old and have been dealing with this for 20 some odd years, as long as I can remember, going through different medications and different self-care practices, even to the point of drinking oregano essential oil because it's something that I thought might work. And it did. It started to work. And it got me to learning more about oregano. But that's kind of what this is about. Like, that's savage. You should never be drinking essential oils. But because things had gotten so bad and my brain was so out of whack and I just didn't have any other options, I just did what I thought I could. And here we are. Did it do extra damage? Maybe. Is part of the reason I was sick for so long because my self-care was something that was hurting me? Maybe. Likely. Did I still get here? Yep. Am I still going through here? Yep. And did I learn more from my failures than my successes? The answer to that is yes, emphatically, every single time. It was harder. It is harder. But it's also something that I wouldn't wish on anyone, but I wouldn't give it back either. It's been an experience that has shaped everything that I am and everything that I'll become, whether I'm alive for a year or 40 years or a week. If something tragic happens, I've received the answers that I searched out for 25 years ago when I went out on this journey originally, and here we are. So let's talk a little bit about ADHD. This is something that I was diagnosed with as a child when it was still called ADD. I didn't know that I was diagnosed with it until a couple of years ago, and then it was ignored. My mother didn't want me to be perceived as someone that needed help, I guess. So I never got it. And in 1980, whatever, 84, 85, 86, that was probably a really good idea because I would have been stigmatized in school and whatever. And that's just the general consensus and a guess, but here we are. It doesn't matter. And just note, I don't blame my parents for any of this. They did the best that they could in what they had and what they were taught in their upbringing. This is about me figuring out who I am with memories of childhood that I haven't had for 25 years until about, I don't know, some of these just came up around in the last 2 weeks. So we're talking about memories. Let's talk about the traumatic brain injury that happened in my early 20s, where I rolled a truck and cut a huge hole in my head that ended up in about 70 stitches and 15 staples. You can see the pictures of that on social media. Check out 4M hyphen or underscore wellness on IG. So that ended up in losing all the memories of my childhood from about 16 back that I could decipher at that point. I still don't have a lot of them, but as I'm working through the world and through my mind, and through some different pain things, I'm gaining back some memories. Oddly enough, those memories came back, and I've done hypnotherapy. I am a hypnotherapist, been a trainer for 16 years, also a massage therapist. I've been doing the work in my work to figure all of this out for years. Like my entire life, my wellness company, everything that I've done has been essentially as a selfish version to figure out what's wrong with me so I can then help other people figure out what's going on with them. So, and this is part of what happens is I just lose my ability to think. And it's not thinking, it's stopping and then regaining. And sometimes I'll even go back and ask the person that I'm talking with, what was the last thing we talked about? Not to check in on what their concentration, what their focus is, but because I actually forgot, which is why I'm still talking in circles, looking at the sign that says memory loss and trying to remember what we were talking about. So let's go on. And we'll talk about the bladder stone. So this is the last of the five things that we're going to talk about today that pretty much makes up Savage Self-Care. In that I lived with a kidney stone lodged in my bladder right around my detrusor sphincter for the better part of 15 years. Doctors missed it in every test, every kidney stone report that I had, and all the pain. They just told me it was, and I quote, all in my head. So for many, many years, I lived with the belief that all of this pain that I was having, I was somehow manifesting in my head because the doctors couldn't find it anywhere. Well, fast forward to now, and I live with a brain that has gotten used to living with pain and doing all of the things that it needs to do to push that pain down. Mentally, physically, emotionally, and what come and the emotions that come with that pain, push those down so I can essentially just function in the world. Now that all of that pain has been pushed down and there isn't a whole lot of pain, my brain doesn't want to shift on that for some reason. And what I think I'm learning is it's a cortisol conditioning that I'm trying to change. I've tried medications, I've tried a lot of different things that we'll go into in another episode. But for now, I just wanted to introduce who I am, what Savage Self-Care is about, and where it's going is trying to explain to you that you can do stuff that hurts or you can do stuff that helps. One, they're both going to work at some point just because of the cortisol release, but one is far more beneficial than the other. So, this is the first episode, first podcast, first 10 minutes. We're going to go into a whole lot more coming up, and I hope you join us.